Hey y'all. Father God, we thank you for this couple. Lord, we thank you for the giftings that are on them. We just pray for a fresh word tonight, Lord. Lord, for a confirmation of things hoped for. God says that this is the year where things that you've longed, hoped for, and prayed for are going to come to pass. There's been a yearning in your heart for something very specific, and God says this is the year to go for it. This is a year where, do you have kids yet? You're going to. Are you dragging your feet? Are you the one who's dragging your feet?
Just got married.
Oh, okay. Well. Well, good job. God says there's a family ahead of you. There's a fathering in you that you don't even know is there. There's a real leadership call on you. There's a call to teach and to preach the gospel. God says that there's evangelism in you to cast a wide net, and that every time you cast the net, you're gonna haul in fish. God says, don't worry about the mess. Don't worry about the fish that don't belong. Just cast the net and bring it in. God says there's lots of leadership on you in the church and outside the church. I see you doing events inside the church and outside the church to not be caught with just within the walls of the church, but to go for it. There's also a lot of wisdom in you. I believe that God will even say there's a spiritual gift of the word of wisdom, of being able to supernaturally know what to say to people to help them solve their problems. That God's going to give you more and more opportunities to do that, and it's a spirit-empowered wisdom. God says that your life experience helps, but it's something that His Holy Spirit will show you how to speak. I just see a women's ministry just forming around you that's going to go beyond you. I see you doing teaching videos, being able to actually market some DVDs of you teaching, and they're going to sell. People are going to buy stuff that you teach. There's blessing on that. And just over your children, there's going to be just a lot of blessing there. I see just one of them becoming is going to Harvard. I see a child is going to Harvard. I see another one just making lots of money. So the fruit of your womb is clearly blessed. I was looking at you when I said that. You don't have a womb, but and. Next thing, God says He's going to use you guys to be a catalyst for change. He puts you in places that you sometimes think you don't really belong, but that He does that on purpose. He's done that both of you for your whole life, and He's going to continue to do it as a couple. And God says to be yourself, to never let anyone tell you to not be yourself. But He has made you the way you are. He's made you to want to dress the way you dress. And He says to just be yourself and know that you're a catalyst for change. And He says you're going to see things in the church that don't fit with where the church needs to go. There's going to be a prophetic kind of a building anointing on you both, just to see things that are weaknesses and to see things that are strengths also. And to even sometimes there's going to be a chafing with you in the leadership. Because you're going to feel like the church is going somewhere where the leadership doesn't agree. And God says in those moments, submit. Because your authority comes from your ability to be under authority. You need to be able to know your leadership and to submit to them. But God says when you do that, He's going to give you inroads because He will speak to you. He'll provide ways for the things you see to come forth. And just He says, go ahead and speak them. But He also says to not wrap up too much emotion around them, to not let things sit too long in your heart, because if they do, it's going to turn not quite from God. It's going to have a twinge of bitterness or just anger or something. But He says as soon as you feel something about the church that maybe needs to change or maybe needs to grow stronger, just He says go to your leadership and just give it to them. Just tell them quickly, because if things sit, it's going to turn foul. And that there is there's leadership position for you ahead of you in the church, and God says just to begin to be trained by your leaders to find ways to hang around people that you respect, and to figure out how they live in order to mimic them. Like Paul said, to follow them as they follow Christ. He says look for opportunities to do that. And as you do that, there's even going to become. I see you, brother, specifically. You come along beside a leader, and you spend years just being the right-hand man to a leader. And at some point, you're brought up to take over the ministry. And so just to look for opportunities to be along with people who are going where you want to go. Amen.
Amen. I heard the Lord saying that to say to you, there's that song, I keep hearing that song, it's a new season, it's a new day. We know that song. But I heard the Lord to say over you also, es tiempo nuevo, nuevo día también, porque es un nuevo tiempo para sus vidas. And I heard the Lord saying that your anointing will draw people even from different cultural backgrounds. And I see Spanish-speaking people near you. I see people from the African-American community near you. And I see you networking in a whole new place that you've not been in before. And the Lord's going to open a door of opportunity for you to just meet and cross-sharpen with other brothers, and I hear new sounds that are going to be coming forth from that opportunity. And just as Paul heard the call, come to Macedonia and help us, I hear them saying, would you come to Seattle and help us? Would you come to California and help us? And I hear the Lord saying, I will cause different opportunities where just, there it is again. I see you constantly using that suitcase and coming and going and being a blessing to others and encourager to others. And the Lord says, trust me to open new doors like that. You'll be visiting the different corners of the nation, says the Lord. And you will go forth and you will take and you will be part of that river that will flow forth in a new way. There's a new sound. There's a new intensity that God's going to release through your hand, says the Lord. The Lord says to you, I see you as one. You have a radical anointing. But God says, you haven't seen radical yet. For in fact, you will preach with exhortation. You will bring in such a strong word that people will be impacted from all that God puts in your heart and in your mouth to share and to say. I even see, as you were sharing, I see in this picture, I see people coming to the Lord that were psychics, fortune tellers, and people that were involved in the occult. So the Lord says, I will put even on you just that anointing to draw those people that are lost in the realm of darkness. And they will see the light in you, says the Lord, and you will have that word in season and out of season to bring it and to just bring the word of the Lord and bring them and set them free. There's an anointing for deliverance on you, just to deliver the captives and to see people. And as you see them in bondage, there's just such a heart of the Lord as you sympathize with and empathize with them and you say, you know, we need to get you out of it, whatever we need to do to get this person out. So that heart, that aspect to go after them and really set them free, God says, I've put that in you and it's increasing in this hour of your life. The best is yet ahead. The best is yet ahead, says the Lord. You are blessed. You are blessed. And even now I hear God saying, I'm expanding. Even within your family, I hear the Lord saying there's an honoring that's coming to you in your family. That God says that where the enemy has come in and tried to make crooked things wrong, I see God saying I'm organizing things. I'm straightening things for you. And there's an honoring coming to you as people will look to you and just say, you know, we didn't tell you before, but thanks for what you've done. Amen.
Well, brother, you're a massive contradiction. You're a talented man. And I'm sitting over there looking at you and thinking, you know, this guy could run right through the business world. And you have a great capacity for work. You're like a dynamo. And it's one of the ways you've gotten by is that when you had to, you could put in the hours and stand up under it and move whatever had to be moved to finish whatever had to be finished. There's a finisher. You got a finishing thing that when other people maybe can get stuff done or carry it halfway, you can put the quietus on it. You can finish it quick. And you can run right into the business world, use that talent to focus and to work. Make a lot of money. You could do anything you wanted to do, run a business, go, you know. Because focus and hard work goes a long way in this world. But at the same time, I see a preacher's call on you. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I just speak it. You got a call. That means I think the day will come when God's going to open a door for you guys to go in full-time ministry and impact the nations. But you're a massive contradiction because you could work yourself through success into business, so much so that it would be very difficult to go into full-time ministry. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't think God's going to tell you what to do with that. But preaching gifts is on you. The call is on you. You have an evangelist call. You can lead people to the Lord. Not, you know, you may be okay in small groups, but I think you could be real successful to a group of 10,000. So there's a contradiction here. And there's going to be a point when y'all are going to have to make a pretty heavy decision. And I don't think we're to tell you what to do. I'm just warning you, the day's going to come when you're going to have a conundrum. Either we go full-time in the ministry or we go make $1 million next year. Which one do we do? And see, so the thing that's going to take you into success is also going to be a danger to you, because you can start working so hard and going so fast towards something, so that inertia or the momentum, you can get going so fast towards something, you're going to be like the horse running in the Derby with the blinders on. You're not going to be able to see anything around you. So the focus is good, but there's a need for the balance. Of having this prophetic weather vane over here next to you, who's like a weather vane. And when you're in the right direction, the weather vane's, but sometimes the weather vane, you know, gets uncomfortable, or, you know, anyway, you sense the move of the Spirit and where the Spirit of God wants to go, and the voice that comes out of you is of a gentler nature than what comes out of Him. But God's put the two of you together. Sister, there's also in you a real ability to restore angry, wounded, and frightened people. There is a gift of counsel, a spirit of counsel on you to be able to touch hearts and find the root problem in people. Whereas I might look at somebody and see the surface thing and react to it and pray for it. You've got a gift from God to be able to look at them and see the root hiding underneath and to pull it out. And see, what you can see, you can shoot, right? Always true. So you can see it and you're going to be able to pull it out. So there's a gift of counsel on you, and you're going to be used in a ministry of restoration of people who've been injured. I think maybe even you're going to end up being able to minister to people, to women who've been sexually abused and raped and things like that. I think God's going to use you to pull a lot of thorns out of a lot of hearts. I want to warn you that at least in one time in your life, God's going to have you guys in a place physically, geographically, that is you're not going to like. And it won't be unbearable, but you're just not going to like it. And this is not to scare you, just to say that God's telling you now so you'll know you'll be able to get through it, and that He's going to use you, and that there's a real part of an outworking of a plan that God will use the two of you in during that time. That's terrible English, but you know what I mean. It's like the guys I sit next to on the plane that are going to Afghanistan. They don't want to go. They know it's going to be hard, but they know they're really doing something right and doing the right thing at the right time. I was sitting next to two of them on the plane coming up here or going down to Atlanta. So there's going to be kind of an Afghanistan time somewhere. And this is just to let you know that it's going to be okay. It's just going to be tough duty. It'll be, as they say at Fort Bragg, it's going to be something downrange. It'll be tough, but you'll get through it, and you're going to have a significant impact for the kingdom of God during that time, okay? So when the time comes, just be encouraged. It's going to be okay. Is that all right? That's not scaring you, I hope. I don't want to scare you. Part of our job is to let you know what's coming. She will be ready for it. Amen. Anything else?
Yeah.
I thought there might be his.
One more thing. I hear the Lord saying that he's giving you the gifting to the grace to deal with stubborn people. That you will deal with stubborn people, that you will help them even mellow out and relax and listen to what you have to say. So as there seems to be an increase of stubborn people, not to be frustrated in that. There is a grace on your life, and there's a reason for that, as you can help unlock them and help open their ears to what the Lord would say in their lives. I saw the two of you in a boat, and after the Lord asked you to come out and walk on the water, you said, "You want us to do what?" But when you started walking on the water, I saw the two of you looking at each other thinking, "Why didn't we do this before?" And really catching and enjoying that moment of your life. So what might seem to be big challenges ahead, I hear the Lord saying that as you allow him to teach you and you catch the wind of the Spirit and what he's showing you, you're going to do just fine. And not only that, you're going to actually enjoy a lot of what God is getting ready to teach you. Lastly, I hear the Lord saying that just to tell you that the anointing's increasing. You've desired to see more. You've desired for the miracles. You've desired, and I hear God saying the anointing is increasing, where it's not even a prayer of healing anymore, but as you're just sharing, you'll see God, the hand of God unleashed through what you do. So the Lord says, be encouraged. There is an oil that's pouring through you, but the oil's getting thicker. The anointing's increasing in your life. The presence of God is being more and more evident and tangible in all that you do. And sister, even people will know that you've done something because how it comes out, you have an ability to beautify things, make things look beautiful and orderly, and just come forth with just an aroma on it. And God says that anointing as well will mark everything that you do. They'll know, Sister so-and-so did that, didn't she? So as you go forth, as God gives you opportunities to do things, just yes, 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 Lord, send me, I will do it. There's an obedience and a quickness in your answer coming to God, not as before, but a new release to do God, to say, God, I will do all that you sent me to do in Jesus' name. So we declare that over you. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to declare all these beautiful promises, Lord, and we just declare now that we are sealing this word over them, Lord. Let nothing fall to the ground. Let them come to full fruition in their lives, God. We pray that even as they go forward, that they would be reminded in their lives of these words and that they would use them to declare to warfare, Father, and to walk out all the beautiful promises that you have spoken over their lives. We declare it and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.